Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you, if you're able, get a pen, get a notepad, get your Bible. We're getting ready to study the Word of God. We're going to be teaching a lesson coming from Jude 1 and verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. We're going to be taking the first part of that scripture, and our subject is the common salvation. God got only one salvation plan for all his people. Let's go into the Word of God and look at it. Amen.
It says, but after that, the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, towards all men appeared. I'm telling you, I was messed up. I always remember how messed up I was, and I don't care how strong I preach. You just don't know how much love and compassion in my heart for people. Even these folks preaching these false doctrines, you hear me talk about it a lot. But man, I pray for them folks. I intercede. I fast for them, and I try to reach them because I love them, because I knew I was ignorant, and God in my ignorance was kind to me, and he showed up in my life. God didn't give up on me. But after that, the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, towards all men appeared. See, it appeared to all men. It didn't appear because we was good, not by works of righteousness which we have done. See, this is where most of the church world stuck at right here. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. They stuck right there. Oh, you ain't do nothing to get it. You don't do nothing to keep it. You just believe. Just believe. That's going to send more folks to hell right there. Right there, many people are going to go to hell believing that right there. It's not by works of righteousness. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourself that it is a gift of God. But after you got the gift of God, you become God's workmanship, created unto good works, which God before ordained that you should walk in them. No, you didn't get it by works. But after you get it in the plan, you better work to keep it. Because he said, Philippians 2:12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And work meaning obey the scriptures. Do what the scriptures say. Follow the instructions now. Stay in the boat and follow the instructions. That's working it out. And if you don't do that, you're not smart. You're not smart, and you're playing Russian roulette with your eternal destiny. You didn't do nothing to get it, but after you get it, work. Go to work. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't supposed to be working. Working mean obedience to the scriptures. So not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Now watch this. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now I'm going to pull three words out of this salvation and talk to you, but it's like scriptures all over the Bible to back them up that I don't have time to go to. This is what he did when you got saved, when you was born again. He washed you, he regenerated you, and he renewed you. Three major things he did to you. Mine's happened March the 4th, 1980, when I accepted Jesus Christ and I was born again, filled with his spirit. But everybody that's saved, he washed you. He ain't going to put you in the boat without washing you. He ain't going to put you in the boat, the ark of salvation, without regenerating you, without renewing you. You was washed. You was renewed, regenerated. Okay. Myra and Ira, come here. And I need somebody taller than them. Let me show y'all this so I can, this is so necessary. And a lot of people don't understand this. You stand here and be a witness to it all for me, okay? You come right here. Okay. Now, I want y'all to see this operation. God decided I'm going to make a man. So he reached to the dirt. He got the dirt and formed him a body. Okay, stay right there. All right. Then the Bible said he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man, he gonna call this a man. Man became a living soul. Don't ever forget that. He's a soul. You can call him a spirit or a body all you want. God called him a soul. Man is a soul. Then he blew in him the breath of life. Now, when God blew in him, God did not blow himself into that man. Contrary to what theologians say, it is simple. Go read the scripture. He said he breathed into his nostrils breath of life. Y'all want to know what the breath of life is? Do this. That's breath. That's what God took supernaturally, formed and fashioned. I kind of think he did that based on my thinking. I can't prove that. But one thing I can prove is what he blew in him was breath. Genesis 2 verse 7, look at it. There was no Holy Spirit he blew in him. That was nothing but breath. The Bible say blew the breath of life. And then this is the breath of life right here. Okay? It was twofold. A spirit and a soul. Both of them made out of the breath of life. I got none of my scriptures to prove that, but God don't have the time to. Both of them made out of the breath of life. This is the breath of life. Blew that in this body. And these three entities became one man. Spirit, soul, and body. One person. Okay, three different departments. But even though it's three major departments, God still called them a soul. This is what he really is. This is the person who makes the decisions. This is the person who chooses, decides, I'm going to go here or there. Right here is the responsible person. This is the person inside of that person that say, if it go right, this person say, you're right. If he's going left or going wrong, this person right here say, no, don't do that. But this person, even though this person says don't do it, this person can still go do it. You see? This is the person God don't judge in the end, the soul. See? This is why God put the spirit in you to tell you when you're right and wrong. That's why God can judge some people by their, what they call conscience. What they call that inner voice. Okay? Now, this is a natural person. The body is natural. The soul is natural. The spirit is natural. You watching this? The body, soul, and spirit are all natural. The day this creature wanted to be saved, he called on Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, which is of God, the Holy Spirit is divine. The Holy Spirit came to live in this. Everybody see that? This is born again. This now is not natural. It is supernatural. It is divine. Now, this one right here was born of the breath of God. This one here came out of God. Okay? He didn't take the breath of life to create this. He took his own spirit and created this. Now, if you go read Genesis chapter 1, you don't have to look at it now, but go study it. You see everything was made after his kind, right? After his kind, right? Animals, after his kind. The vegetation, after everything produced after his kind. When he made man, he didn't make man after his kind in the beginning. He made man in his image and likeness. Image and likeness is different from kind, okay? Man didn't become God's kind until he was born again. When he was born again, now he's in God's kind, took the breath of heaven, which is a wind. The Bible said when the Holy Spirit came, he came as a rushing, mighty wind. He took the wind of heaven and created this one. Now this one is divine. And remember, this one right here, the soul and the body was what? Washed and renewed. Okay? This one divine, these two washed and renewed. Y'all got it? Okay, now this spirit caused all of this to be sanctified. Y'all follow me? This is a sanctified creature now. You don't wait to get sanctified. You got this immediately the day you was born again. Ephesians chapter 4 said you born in righteousness and true holiness. You don't have to acquire this. You don't have to attain this. That happened immediately when you was born again. Now all you need is somebody to teach you how to live. But because we didn't have nobody to teach us how to live in righteousness and true holiness, this creature wandered off and got entangled again. Yeah. And now because you got entangled again, now you got to acquire that walk again. Yeah. But it wasn't God's plan for you to have to acquire it. You only have to acquire it because you was led astray. Everybody see that? I'm laboring here for some reason. Amen. Y'all keep that in mind, and as they go sit down, remember, this is divine. This is God. This is 100% God. This is fully God. This is fully human. Y'all see that? Do you not know? See, this is what people can't swallow. Do you not know when Jesus came? He came, and he wasn't born of the way we was born with the seed of man. It was the seed of God. The Holy Spirit came on Mary and produced this right here. Jesus was born from heaven. His body came here sanctified. His soul was natural. And his spirit was divine. He was already God. That's why we say he's fully God and fully man. Here's what the church can't swallow. When you got born again, you started where Jesus started. See, we don't want to believe that. Because, see, that's Jesus. He can do it, but we just human. Oh, you ain't got no excuse. When you was born again, you was placed right where Jesus started. Yeah. Jesus was fully God in his spirit, fully man in soul and body. And when you got born again, that's where you took off in the plan of salvation, whether you believe it or not. Clap your hands and y'all can sit down. Remember that now. Thank y'all. Thank all of you. That's where you started. Okay, now, Lord, help me, Jesus. My God. Okay, so you was washed, regenerated, and renewed. The spirit was the only thing regenerated or born. The body and the soul was washed and renewed. A sanctified creature. Now, let's look at a few verses if I can right fast. Go back to Jude. Okay, Jude 1 and 1 and 2. Now, watch this. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified. Watch this. Remember the two that was back here, the soul and the body? They sanctified. Remember the spirit? It's glorified. It's divine. That's God. That don't go back to God anyway. Your job is to make sure you that are sanctified follow him. When it said be led by the spirit, that's all he's talking about. And keep in mind that soul right here, still natural, still made out of the earth. And so earthly things sometimes sway you away. Because you made out of the earth. You can still go after temptation. That's why you can be tempted, because your soul is still natural. Made out of the earth. And it tend to want the things of the earth unless you keep an arm staying in salvation. See? So he said, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God and preserved in Jesus Christ. Please understand salvation. Now, please y'all hear me. Your spirit is born and can't be undone. But that's God's. And that done deceived a lot of folks. Your soul, when you got born again, your soul was sanctified, washed, and is preserved in Jesus. He preserved you. It's like he built an ark, opened the door, and said, come on, Peggy, get in, and shut the door. The soul, God shut the door. You in, you preserved. Now, stay in the faith. Be led of the Spirit. You see? Now, if you don't do that, now keep in mind the soul is the chooser. You can get out of that if you want to. Okay. Ain't nobody in here can't choose to lie if you want to. Everybody in here, you can lie or you can tell the truth. Everybody in here, you can learn this Bible. You can choose to do it or you can choose to disobey it. That's your soul. That's the soul. But God's information to you is this a common plan. This is a plan. My plan is, I'm going to give that a born-again experience. Wonder why? Because that's mine anyway. We think it's us. And the devil done taught us that's us. And got you thinking, you born again, you going to make it. If you going to make it, you better follow it. Okay? All right? So it says, the spirit is saved. It's born again. The soul is preserved. The soul is sanctified. The soul is not saved like the spirit yet. The soul's plan to be divine, it's going to be, God got a plan to make the soul divine like that spirit, but soul, stay in the ark when I shut the door to the end. Stay in it. Don't get out of it. And now, if you stay in the ark, you see all that water out there, see all them people drowning, losing their life and soul, you stay in the ark. And you stay in, and at the end of your faith, 1 Peter 1:9, the salvation of your soul. Now, if you want to be saved now and then, stay in the plan. There is no scripture you can find in the Bible. People can find something twisted. No scripture you can find in the Bible. If the soul walk outside the spirit and live outside of the spirit and live in sin, that you still going to go into God's kingdom at the end. It's not in the Bible nowhere. But teachings, false doctrines, got many people thinking they still going to go to heaven when they die, and then taught them that your sins don't affect your relationship with God. You can sin and you're still saved. They don't understand the plan. They don't understand the saving of the soul. And it's all over the Bible. Hebrews 10, I'm not making this up, people. That's why you need a true apostle and prophet to reveal the plan. Because these other threefold ministries better get in divine order and better listen. That's why we're having this conference. Hopefully we can wake some of these preachers up. That's all it's about. You better listen. This ain't just no good message. This is a common salvation for all God's people. Hallelujah. And then they got God's people thinking they're all right. You're not all right. You're going to end up going to hell listening to foolishness. Hallelujah. But I declare this church going to heaven. I declare all of y'all going to make it. And you're not going to turn back to perdition. The only person that don't make it is the one that turned back to perdition. But if you don't turn back and you stay in the ship and you keep listening to this book, you going to make it in. Glory to God. So keep in mind, the soul is sanctified and preserved. Okay? That's where your soul is. I don't care how you look at it. You go read all the Bible scriptures you want. You better not. If you twist them, you can go to hell for twisting them. The scriptures say your soul is washed up, sanctified, and preserved. That's what salvation is called now. Let me run through this. Go to Ephesians 4, verse 1 through 6. All right. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, beg of you, plead with you, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. You called by God now. You in him and called by him. Now the Bible said, now walk worthy of him. See, if this soul, God did that perfect work, born again, sanctified, and washed, and preserved. He did that perfect work to you. Now he said, walk worthy of it. Walk worthy of it. Show yourself worthy. Show yourself thankful to me for what I did for you. You ain't showing yourself thankful when you want to just act a fool and not repent. Sin and don't repent. God will give me another chance and jump in. And no, that's the wrong attitude. Walk worthy. Now, it's one thing to get caught up into something and do something wrong. And I'm not justifying that either. But I thank God for people who realize they're wrong right away. I'm sorry. I thank God for you, sister. Let me repent to the church. I like you. Amen. Because that's the attitude I had. Let me get this right. I was wrong. Let me get it right. And God have mercy on folks like that. But somebody acting a fool and not walking worthy of this thing God did for me, you need to be put out to all. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. This is how you walk, all lowliness, meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, get along with each other, love each other. It's supposed to be more love in this church than anywhere else in the world with the word we know. Take time with each other, love on each other. I don't want to see nobody hating on nobody here. And I don't know of no hate here. Every time I look around, y'all fellowship with each other, loving each other, forgiving each other. That's walking worthy. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, the baptism into that body, into that ark. One God, one Father of all, who is above all and in you all. So I got to love you. You got to love me because the God in you and the God in me, and we go love each other. It's stupid for some Christian to don't love one another. Same God in you and me. And through you all, same God working through all of us. Okay, go to the next one. 1 Corinthians 1:12. Okay, we preserve now. We saved. We sanctified. Now that you're sanctified, God called you unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified. Who's sanctified? The soul and the body is sanctified. The soul and the body is preserved. It's the temple of God. And now you're supposed to walk worthy of what God did for you. Sanctified in Christ Jesus. Called to be saints. Listen, you're sanctified and you're called to stay sanctified. That's all he's saying. Sanctified is set apart. I'm different. I love the way Tracy answered that. She said Thursday, she said, what really matters is just to be holy and be righteous. Strive for that. That's it. That's the sum total of everything. All that other theology and science, so-called, and all that other weird stuff, it boils down to, are you holy? Are you sanctified? Are you still in the ship? That's what it boils down to. It says, called to be saints with all that are in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Next scripture, 1 Thessalonians 2:12. that you would walk worthy. Look at these scriptures again. Walk worthy. He keep telling us that. Here's your heavenly Father. Jesus died, shed his blood, went through the hell he went through to go through all of that to give you a divine spirit that would never make a mistake. Always know God. Going to tell you what's right every time. And all the soul has got to do, the body going to do whatever you tell it to do. Body don't get up and do nothing on its own. The soul, all the soul got to do is learn this book, be perfected in your soul, and then apply it to your life and follow the spirit. And God said, you're walking worthy of what I did for you. That you walk worthy of God who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. We've been called to the kingdom. Oh God, we're kingdom people. We're not like everybody else. I'm telling you, don't worry about them tripping on you. Don't worry about them saying ugly things to you. You're not like the world. We call to his holy kingdom. We call to his glory. I'm telling y'all something. God be my witness. One day you're going to be sitting. You know how they went up on the mountain and then Peter, James, and John saw Jesus' face glow? I promise you some people going to see your face glow one day and going to freak them out. They're going to realize who they're dealing with and they're going to stop fooling with you. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm telling you, God can light you up one day. And he did it for me. One of the guys that I won to Christ, Malcolm. Y'all know him. I mean, he was one of the hardest ones to win. And I went to the restroom and I prayed about 30 minutes. We was on a route. And I said, I'm going to take my lunch break. I'm going to pray for this man. I can't reach him, Lord. I'm got on my knees. Lord, help me. God, help me reach this man. He won't listen. And I saw God. I came out. I was glowing. He looked up and said, whoa. He did. He'll tell you that himself. Because why can you glow sometime? Because the glory is in you. We done tapped into something bigger than us. This is not religion. Next scripture. Okay. That's 1 Corinthians 1:9. Okay. Next scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4:7. Okay. We call. You ask God to save you. You're born again. Your spirit born again. Totally divine. Now your soul and your body is still natural, but it is sanctified, cleaned up, and preserved. Now he said, walk worthy of it. This is the plan. So when you do something outside the plan, you're not walking worthy of it. You're telling God right now, I can't be worthy, Lord, because I like this better. Now, that's, I thank God for his mercy, but that ain't good. That ain't good. And I ain't trying to down nobody because, like I said, I think about me. I mean, chances God gave me. That's why I ain't going to ham on nobody else. But I can tell you that if I would have stopped breathing, I'd have went to hell. And I don't want nobody to go to hell. This urgency to fix some things. The Bible says he that had this hope purify himself. So it's an urgency to purify yourself and get it right. You know, get it right. You know, don't sit there and burn in lust. Go get married. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever you got to do, better to marry than to burn. Glory to God. I don't know why I said that. But look, whatever it takes to get it right is what I'm saying. Let's get it right. It is worth your eternal destiny. You know, and God, and if, not when, if you mess up, don't run from the church, don't run from the ark. That's crazy. You see the water coming and the ark over there and you running this way. That's crazy. Y'all hear me? And the devil is crazy and he'll have you crazy too. Don't listen to him. Run to the ark. I ran to the ark every time I messed up, and I'm glad I did. I wouldn't be preaching and living what I'm living now if I wouldn't have ran to the ark. I'm about finished. 1 John 4:1. Watch this. I hope y'all hear me. Okay, for God has not called us unto uncleanliness, but holiness. Why? I'm born again. I'm sanctified. I'm washed. My soul is preserved. My soul not born yet. My soul is preserved to be born at the end of my faith. So now it is my job, since I'm called, I'm saved. Now I'm called by God. God calling you. He calling you. Stay in holiness. Keep yourself in holiness. And at the end, your soul gonna be just like your spirit. Next verse. This is the plan. Let me tell y'all something. Anybody not breaking it down, they got the wrong plan of salvation, not according to Curtis Lewis, according to this book. This is the plan of salvation. Now, I don't know what everybody else preaching. Money coming. Money coming can't save your soul. If your soul prosper, God will give you some money. But money coming message can't save your soul and preserve your soul. Glory to God. That's just a fact. Okay, now, He said, I'll call you unto holiness. You're in this plan of salvation. I'll call you unto holiness. Now he said, I marvel that you're so soon removed from it. God said, I'm so shocked. You said, Father, I love you. I want to serve you. And then he died for you. Then he cleaned you up. Then you're going to jump back out in the boot. And he said, I marvel that you're so soon removed from the ark, from salvation. But because I love you, I put a scripture over there saying, if you sin, just confess it and get it straight. Don't sit there and pray now. Get it straight and get back in. God, that's God's mercy. That's God's mercy. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here. But don't take his mercy for granted, because you can jump out and die. Y'all got it? I hope y'all, that was kind of odd there, but I hope you got it. Ain't nobody saying you're going to die when you jump out. You won't die the next time you jump out. It's the truth. Preachers need to tell people the truth. And if you die in sin, the Bible says you're history. I don't care what nobody says. Too many scriptures in the Bible. The Bible said he don't remember the day you even called on him. He don't remember none of your righteousness. All of it wiped out. He can say, depart from me. I never knew you. You know why? He can say, I never knew you. Your soul didn't stay intimate with the Spirit. You got to be intimate with the Spirit to the end. Intimate, that word know mean to be intimate. And he can say, I never knew you. I don't want him to tell me that. I want to be saved. Okay? You so soon move from him who called you into his grace. There's another false grace out here. Another false message of the cross out here. And he said, that's another Christ. That's another gospel. That ain't the gospel of this book. The plan of salvation is a common plan. And that common means pertaining equally to and shared by an entire community, culture, or nation. Every person that's saved share this same plan. Why is it not explained in the church like this? When the Bible lays it out like this. You know why? Because the churches and the preachers are majoring on minors. And all this stuff trying to tell people just believe with no words. No, you got to obey God. You got to stay in the plan. That's the common salvation. Ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even these grace messages, there's people teaching that and turned my grace, and turned my salvation plan into a joke. But now he's going to remind you of some things. He reminding everybody that's been sanctified and called. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord saved, what? Saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward turned around and destroyed them that wouldn't believe. Let me put it in everyday talk. I want to remind you who you're dealing with. The same God that saved you, if you keep doing it and won't listen to him, he'll take you and cast you into hell. He'll destroy you. That's why Jude was written. So he said, let me remind you now who you're dealing with. And he said, then he gave you another illustration. And the angels didn't keep their first estate. God said, look at what I did to them. I kicked them out. Some of them chained up in hell right now because they crossed boundaries. I told them not to cross.
Praise the Lord. That's it for today. We got to close the broadcast. We're out of time, but I want to thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at Someone Cares Ministry, Post Office Box 64598, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70896. That's Post Office Box 64598. Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70896. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Lewis. Said we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, Jesus cares for you.